Okay, we are recording.
Calling the December 13th therapy examiners meeting to order at 1:31. Do a roll call. Quint McAllister, present.
Barbara Paulson, present.
Donnie Hosenfeld, present.
Item number 3, declarations of conflict of interest. Do we have any conflicts?
Not for me.
Good thing. All right, item 4, approval of, looks like, October and November's meeting minutes, and we have executive session and regular session minutes. If there's no corrections there, I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve those.
I have a correction.
Oh, okay.
Good, you read them.
Yes, I did. The executive session meetings, minutes from the October 11th meeting reflect that I was absent.
Oh.
But I was present.
All right. Taking that correction into consideration, we'll make a motion to approve those minutes. Do I have a second?
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 3-0. And we're down to item 5, review of future board dates. Do we have any conflicts for these dates?
As far right now, no.
I'm okay.
March is good. That's our spring break for that.
For right now.
All right. item number 6. So, is this ratifying? Is that correct?
So, Mr. Chair, yes. So, last meeting you expressed some concern about the board member names not appearing on the licenses. So, I thought this might be an option where you can ratify post-approval, and then we can go back to putting the names on the licenses.
So 6A, I'll make a motion to approve or to ratify the already approved license by the executive director. That's 40 initial applications. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 3-0. 6B is 164 renewals that I would like to make a motion to ratify. Do I have a second?
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 3-0. All right, that brings us down to item 7, and that's board reviews. 7A would be Desiree Bassett, and it looks like that was not a crime of moral turpitude. Is there any discussion or a motion for her initial application?
I'll make a motion to approve her initial application.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries 3-0. 7B, renewals, there are none. 7C, limited license. And the first one is Nicholas Navarro. And that was not a crime of moral turpitude. Are there any discussions or a motion for that limited license?
I would make a motion that Nicholas Navarro's limited license application certificate be granted or approved.
I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries 3-0. And Christine Wedmeyer. And that's also not a crime of moral turpitude, and it was quite a while back. So
yes.
I'll make a motion if there's no discussion to approve that limited license.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries 3-0. Down to item 8AI, Joshua Van Gundy. And he is not present, I'm assuming?
He is here.
Okay.
Oh.
We need you to fill out a form then. Into this?
That would probably be good.
No, do you want to ask him any questions first?
You can bring that up. I'm assuming you're Jacqueline.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. it because some of those files are pictures? So it can. I think we all have questions. So.
Okay.
Come on up. We're going to have questions.
Sir, for the record, would you state your name, please?
Joshua Vangren.
Does he have a mic? Is that working?
Oh, that was probably not working.
We can use this.
So I read through and looked at the information, and I see a number of problems that clearly indicate that you are definitely not, at minimum, you're definitely representing yourself as a therapist. That people are clearly believing that you're a physical therapist. This is, I mean, I see the messages and things like that that were provided in our documentation. Do you want to speak to that, or?
That's my boss. Can she help?
Yeah.
I present with, like, answering questions and stuff.
Okay. I mean, we need to fill out the form.
I'll have to fill it out.
I mean, I don't see. If she can speak, that's fine, but at the end of the day, you're the one that's replying to the messages. Are you a physical therapist? I'm a therapist. How would you perceive that if you were not a therapist, if you were just an accountant or somebody looking for physical therapy, and somebody responded that way? Would you agree that you would assume that that's a physical therapist saying, I'm a therapist?
Well, the way that we act in our outpatient clinic, I do act as a therapist. It was never my intention to.
But it says physical therapist, and you say, I am a therapist.
I can see where the misinterpretation is, yes, but that was never my intention to read on as a physical therapist at all.
And then the information where it says you provide physical therapy services. I forgot
what attachment that is.
Do you guys have that? Maybe that's just about the disease.
Mr. Chair, which one are you looking at?
That looks like the business profile. So I can't really say that that's something that he's saying.
Oh, okay.
Right. Did you want to make a statement?
You know what, I apologize, but I couldn't hear back there, so
you need to speak. We got all the microphone. Can you guys like to hear me better?
Okay.
So from what I'm seeing, and it looks like these are two different businesses, right? So there's GCS and then there's another company that you work for, is that correct?
So GSC Therapy is the company that I'm employed by.
Okay.
Where I am working as a CODA.
Right.
The VG's Therapy was my own personal training business where I do training and sports-specific training on the side.
Okay. And that's where I see that you're offering physical therapy with the VG services, VG Therapy and Sports Training.
So the problem with that was I was trying to keep it tied into our company because we also offer physical therapy. So if people were asking for physical therapy, I was using that as a reference guide to refer patients to our clinic to get physical therapy as well. Not specifically for me to do physical therapy on any patient.
But we have references of patients that you've worked with their Achilles and things like that. That's not in the scope of practice for an OT.
So we have had this discussion for a long time. I'm an OT and have been for almost 39 years now. And we have provided full body therapy following the scope of practice for many years. I worked in industry and we worked in outpatient rehab. And we have patients that come to us for occupational therapy, not physical therapy. And the prescriptions are for such, and we work under the physician's order, but we see people for multiple body heart issues. And so we provide those services in our clinics under GSC therapy. And we follow the medical model, we follow the prescription from the physician, we bill the insurances for occupational therapy services, and we don't in any way represent the OT portion of our practice as PT. There's often confusion on the part of the patients that don't really understand the difference between OT and PT, despite the fact that we do our best to educate them on a regular basis. And so I think where this case became very confusing is that the patient that came to our clinic, despite the fact that we were seeing her under an occupational therapy order, still refers to us as PT. So our documentation, our order from the physician, our billing to the insurance company is all under OT, but sometimes the patients don't understand. And so in her letter, she wrote Josh, her physical therapist, not that Josh was representing himself as such. It's really confusing.
Mr. Chair, if I could just interrupt one moment. Sure. Could I have you state your name? I'm not sure if you did before.
I'm Chris Smith.
Okay.
So let me just clarify. So there's no physical therapy with either of you. It's your occupational therapy.
We are both occupational therapists.
Are physical therapy services offered
at GSC? Yes.
Okay.
So one of our clinics is completely OT. Another one is completely PT, and we had one that was a combo clinic of both OT and PT, but our prescriptions and our treatment plans and our the way we follow the standards of practice and the way that we follow our billing and so forth is all either OT or PT. We don't cross patients, we don't share patients, we don't do any of that.
Could you give me an example of what a goal for this patient would look like?
The patient in question.
Mm-hmm.
So we would have goals that deal with everything from functional goals, getting them back to work, leisure, their daily activities, in addition to strength, range of motion. The difference that we offer our patients as occupational therapists treating orthopedic patients is that we always focus on functional goals and outcomes. And so we have a number of physicians in the community that really love our approach because we do little things like if somebody comes in with a post-op brace that isn't fitting right, we make the adaptations and modifications to that so that the patient can be comfortable. We provide our patients with assistive tools and adaptive equipment to help them in their daily activities. We do things called baseline tests, which are a mini functional capacity evaluation that allows us to assess what a person can and can't do in relation to their job requirements so that the physician knows what that patient can do. So we provide the full gamut of goals and objectives to get our patients better all the way through their plan of care.
Josh, you're saying that you're using VG as a referral source for physical therapy patients, but in one of the comments here it says, Josh is everything you hope in a physical therapist and sports trainer would be. And it goes on to say all these good things, but that tells me that you're taking clients in under this VG therapy and sports under the guise that you're a physical therapist. I mean, there's no other way for me to interpret that.
So I think the confusion is that, and Josh and I have worked together for almost 7 years now, and what happened as a result of this complaint is was very disconcerting all the way around, in that Josh has been asked many times by people at the gym that he goes to. He's been a professional basketball player. He has worked in the basketball leagues and has a lot of people that ask him to assist with training their children or themselves just in normal gym-specific or specific exercises.
And I think what Josh's intent was, and he can speak to this, but I'll tell you from our perspective what happened with this, is that Josh was trying to provide those kinds of services to people that he meets at the gym, and doing his best to, where people needed prescribed therapy, create that pathway to us through a physician to prescribe therapy. From our standpoint, we weren't aware that Josh was doing this. When we learned about this via the complaint, we spoke to our attorney and said, we don't know what to do with this either, but this isn't anything that we were aware of as a company, that we condone, that we want to be represented as such. And so Josh was directed immediately to discontinue the website, making any connection at all between the two entities. It wasn't anything we were aware of or supported. Again, from a personal standpoint, Josh has really excellent character. He's incredibly well-liked as a therapist. He puts himself out there to always do the best he can. He is very proactive when it comes to helping people do things with their bodies properly, so using good mechanics and things like that. And he therefore oftentimes is asked to help people with training and sports-specific things that aren't therapy, that aren't prescribed, that aren't in the medical model, but to help. And I think in his naivety, tried to put this together and tried to kind of bridge that gap. So there's really a couple of very different issues going on here. One is how we interact as an OT and a CODA in the treatment of our patients at GSC, which is very much in line with the standards and guidelines that we're all accountable to. And then what Josh was attempting to do in his side business, if you will, and trying to somehow try to tie those together. I think that's where the confusion is coming from.
So Josh, are you still doing the sports training through the VGS?
Soon as there was a complaint, I shut it down and I discontinued all my clients until I'm like, no longer training.
Okay, I saw you had taken off Facebook, but you don't even do that. Okay,
no,
thanks for clarifying.
I got too confusing with everything. So.
Okay, thank you.
But like she was saying, to reiterate, my intention was to try to tie the two together to where I could do my own separate thing with the sports training, sports specific with people. Mm-hmm. And then with the confusion of people not understanding what OT versus PT is, especially in our setting, that if somebody's like, oh, I have a script, I need physical therapy, that way I can tie it to my company so the money goes back into my company that I work for versus me doing sports specific stuff on the side. I never once addressed myself as a physical therapist to anybody at the gym outside of anything to try to get money on the side for myself or anything. We have two different disciplines, so I was trying to get money back into our company if I couldn't help them with sports specific training or whatever they were looking for. So that's why I said physical therapy as well, so they knew that that was the option, and I could direct them to our company, how to get a script, insurance, mm-hmm. anything to help them that way as well.
Okay, thank you for that. So on the GSC, your advertisement or your business cards or whatever you have, so you list like physical therapy services, occupational therapy mm-hmm. services, it's all, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, okay. We used to have speech, but not anymore, but okay. Yes, so we do have OT and PT currently.
Okay, thanks for clarifying that.
Any other questions, Tom? I'll make a motion to go into executive session for, do it a second.
I'll second. For legal advice?
For legal advice, yes, thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We're going to executive session at 1:51.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
We're recording.
returning to regular session at 2:09. Back discussing with Mr. Van Gundy in regards to allegations of practicing as a physical therapist. Are there any other questions?
You know, I do have a couple of questions because this whole confusion on physical therapist, which you never said you were a physical therapist, but you said I'm a therapist. So I'm curious, do you have a business card? And under your name, what does it state as your job or your title or?
/L.
Okay.
Just to clarify, that's for his employment at GSC, not the BG.
Right, because BGS is gone.
Right.
And did you have business cards for that? Okay. And my other question is your COTA license posted?
Yeah.
Okay.
At office, yes.
Okay.
That's
good. Okay. Thank you for clarifying that.
Yeah, and just what level of supervision do you provide for him?
So we provide, I provide pretty close supervision. So I do all of the initial evaluations. We co-treat throughout the week. We are both in the clinic. I'm not there full-time, but I'm in the clinic 3 days a week. So I'm touching base with all of the patients. We meet and review our cases every week. We do that at lunch, actually, but we go over all the treatment plans and all the cases. So we're pretty tightly supervised clinicians. Mm-hmm. We work very closely together. It's just the two of us. When I introduce us as a team, so our patients know that we work together. They know that they can always contact either one of us if they have a question or a concern, or whatever.
Thank you.
Any other questions or a motion?
I'm thinking I'm going to make a motion that we continue this complaint.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Doing a roll call. Quentin Counselor, aye.
Barbara Paulson, aye.
Tommy Hosenfeld, aye.
You don't need a specific time frame, but it might be helpful to state the reason for the continuance. Did you need?
I believe there's some other information that we did not have the opportunity to look at, so we would just like to review that. So we'll keep this open and going. Do you understand what I'm saying? Not really?
Not really.
Okay.
Well, it's more his concern than yours.
Right.
I mean. I would like to direct board staff to do additional investigation in regards to, I don't know how specific.
Okay.
For the BG therapy information. Did that come across on that mic very well?
I think so.
Okay.
So just a question that I had. I'm not sure how this ties in, but I know that the documentation that we sent didn't have anything to do with the BG. It had to do with therapy. Will you require additional information from us?
I will at least be requesting information from Mr. Van Gundy on the BG's therapy. I may need to get more information from you, but we'll have to wait until I get back to investigating.
Any other questions?
Could you reiterate your motion? Was that a motion?
No, just a direction.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Is there something that I should be trying to gather or anything? Because That was my website that I made just to try to get a...
The investigation part has nothing to do with the board. That would be the board staff. So they'll contact you and request whatever is appropriate. Thank you.
Thank you for coming in. Appreciate it.
All right, moving on to item 8B, and that's Jacqueline Fox. She is present. So it looks like the license expired quite a while back. Correct? In March, I believe?
Yes.
Oops. Hello?
Go ahead and say your name. Sorry.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline Fox. I've been an occupational therapist for 34 some years. Worked in a variety of settings. Never had any issues or complaints or, you know, I've mentored students from A.T. Still University, Northwestern, from University of Florida, University of Tennessee. So I've been, you know, keeping up with a lot of my profession. I started some summer camps a few years ago. I started doing more with schools and thought, what happens if we could treat kids the way the research says? So after a year of studying up on that, all the research, I went and opened up some sensory summer camps to see if we could help some of these kids I work with in school districts. And we had huge success with that. We had 5 stars all, I mean, it's hard as a healthcare professional working with people. Demands can be pretty intense at times. And parents just couldn't believe it. They said, wow, man, we've had our kid in therapy for a year, and with you 3 or 4 weeks, and we're seeing a difference at home, you know. And so it's been kind of my passion, and that's why when it comes to continuing education courses, I don't just do the bare minimum. I'm sometimes 20 hours, sometimes 10 hours over what is expected of me. So it's not like I try to do the bare minimum to get by or try to not put any part of the money into my profession on top of what's expected. I'm also licensed in California. And so what happened at the time of, in March, when my license was due to be renewed, I didn't get any notification or whatever of it, which I understand is my responsibility to, you know, keep up with that. I also am certified as a personal trainer as well, and so there's several certifications that I keep up. However, what happened was I was in a car accident a couple years ago and sustained some injuries, and one was an injury with my hips. So I had 4 surgeries done right around that time to my left hip, and then there was mediation and threats of court with the insurance companies and everything else that happened right in March, which is when my license was due to be renewed. And I thought I had renewed it in the chaos of everything going on at that point. I was still working, so I was still trying to get to work, and I was in a wheelchair for several months, and then on crutches until...
In March?
The end of June, yes.
Okay.
So I had a lot on my plate as far as just trying to keep my job and everything, and I work in the school district, so I have off in the summer, which is nice. But I was still using crutches up through, you know, the school year and everything. And so I think because of that, it just totally slipped my mind that I hadn't renewed my license again. So it was a total oversight. As soon as I found out, I called up. In fact, I didn't even know. I'm trying to think what happened. I was looking for something. I said, I don't think I ever made a copy of my license to give to my employer. And so I was looking for them, like, I can't find it. Maybe they never mailed it to me. I must not have received it in the mail. I know I'll call the boards. I called Vicki, and she was gracious and nice and no. And then it was like, oh, no. It just kind of hit me that I didn't renew it. It's not there. And, you know, I thought I had with all the chaos that happened in March. And so that's when I then talked with Karen, and they're like, whoa, you can't be doing anything. So I stopped work immediately that day. I didn't do anything until...
And, I'm sorry, when was that? That you stopped working?
As soon as I found out that I indeed had not repaid my renewal fee.
When was that?
October 15th? 15th, 9th, 15th, whatever day that was. I talked with Karen, and he's like, I think you need to talk to Karen. This is, you know, something I can't really guide you on, but there's definitely some issue there. So when I got hold of her, and she's like, oh no, you don't have a letter. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's like your worst nightmare. It's like, what? You know, I've been doing this for 34 years. I've always kept everything, you know, in line, and I thought I had done it, and I just called up, like I said, innocently, thinking, oh, I must not have gotten it in the mail. I just need to call them up and ask them to reprint me another one. And I was like, no, it's a little bit more than reprint me another one. So, I mean, luckily with California, it wasn't an issue, but, you know, it's an issue here, and I totally understand, but I think it's just there was a lot of extenuating circumstances that happened right in March. It's not every day that you're dealing with mediation from a car accident that wasn't your fault and trying to recover from hip surgery. And being a therapist, you know, working with kids, you have to move. And so you're trying to, you know, pain medication and everything so you can do proper therapy for your children. So it was a long day at that moment. And I think that's how it just slipped.
Eight months.
Well, I think I thought I had done it. That's the whole point. I wouldn't have even known now if it hadn't been. I was looking and said, you know what? I don't think I ever made a copy, because I usually make a copy of my lessons and just send it to my employer. My employer never said anything. So it could have been now that I find out. You know what I'm saying? I just literally just right back to my mind. I really thought I had done it. So it was.
So when did you stop practicing? Was it October 13th?
Yeah, as soon as I found out.
That would have been the 16th.
The 16th? And your license expired in March?
Correct.
March 20th, 13th. So that's almost 7 months of practicing without a license.
Because we're going to have to go back. I work in school, so I don't work in the summer.
But you did the camps.
I didn't do the camps. Since I had the car accident, I haven't been able to.
Okay, so do you bill Medicaid through the schools? Because all that time, we have to go back now, and you need to send a letter to Medicaid saying that you are not licensed, and they need to reimburse all that money back to the school district.
For April, May.
Correct.
March, April, May.
Uh-huh.
And then September or October, or October, yeah.
Your school, you don't have school in August?
It starts in August, so it would be August, September, October. Part of October. Okay. Yeah, but like I said, I truly haven't thought I had done it.
That's a long time.
Yeah,
5 months is a long time. I understand what you're saying, but you still have to be responsible for keeping your information up to date.
I mean, do you have your license posted, like in your office where you work?
No.
Well, that's in the.
Remind me, yeah. No, you're right, Don. I think that would have helped remind me. I just thought about it, and I'm like, I should do that. And then I'm like, I don't see it here. Where is it? I look at my file again, and I'm like, let me just call them up. They can probably put me in one. And then I found out, I hadn't turned my stuff in. It wasn't like I hadn't done all the, you know, the continuing education courses and all that stuff. It was just, sometimes we forget the gas in our car or something, you know, and the gauge is right there. I mean, things can happen like that. I mean, you have a lot going on. I had those surgeries. I was in a lot of pain.
I don't have surgery. So,
You know, as a board, it's our responsibility to enforce things on a by statute, and practicing without a license is a violation.
And I understand. I had no idea, though, that would be, I think that's the big thing, is that I did not know, I was unaware that I was practicing without a license. Is that, do you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
I had no idea, because as soon as I found out, I stopped immediately. Like in the office, I gotta go, sorry.
It's also in the revised statute about displaying. 32, 34.1. Each occupational therapist or occupational therapy assistant shall display the person's current license in each facility. And if you're moving from place to place, you carry your little card with you.
Well, yeah, I mean, because I go to different schools.
Right.
Some districts, so yeah. They don't always, but then sometimes we don't even have a room or a place that would host that.
Sometimes it's a closet. But I know there's some therapists too who copy it and then they put it in their binder and carry it with them too. So just to let you know, that is a piece of state statute as well.
Right. I agree on that.
Okay.
We were just reviewing the matrix. As kind of some guidance for potential discipline.
Mr. Chair, will you speak into your microphone?
So we were just looking at the matrix. We have a matrix that kind of guides us for the discipline of practicing without a license. And I was looking at the 6 month to just less than a year. I understand that while the summer, it's still, I don't know. How do you guys feel about the timeline?
I think 6 months to the
6 months. 6 months for sure.
Yeah. I mean, we can get picky, but I don't think it's.
I think that falls within the right
point. That leaves out June and July when you probably.
Yeah. Right. No, I don't know.
I mean, I would consider a motion for a year of probation. Notify the insurance companies. And then approve of that.
Well, I notified my school, just so you know.
I'm sorry?
I did notify my school. So I complained kind of gal. So I called them up. I said, look, you know, this is what happened. I didn't slip a line. I hadn't renewed it. So I'm not working during this time until things get resolved or until I have my license. And I let the Victor, who was our, I think I'm kind of like a liaison person who looks at the billing and all that.
Okay.
So I told them right up front.
Okay, so the billing, they're aware.
Yes, I told them right up front as soon as I found out. So it wasn't like I was trying to carry on as usual. You know, I want to do things right. Obviously, I've been doing things right for a long time, so I don't want to change.
And then we have 6 months of continuing ed. That's kind of the standard. It's right here.
Okay.
Are there any other additional things that you'd like to consider for that? Civil penalty or anything like that?
I don't think so.
Not a civil penalty, but I'd like to add that reading the state statutes, they're on our website, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Just so you know what's there.
Mm-hmm.
Are you under occupational therapy?
Yes.
Okay.
Are there any other discussions?
Okay.
So
could you repeat what you're thinking of a 1 year probation and what we're thinking?
I'll make a motion to offer consideration for year probation. Notify the clients and insurance companies with a proof that within 30 days, 6 hours of continuing education to be completed within what kind of time frame do you guys think?
6 months?
6 months.
Okay.
6 months.
Continuing.
In addition to what's required.
What's required.
Is that an ethics?
So 6 on top of the 20.
Yes.
That is correct.
Okay.
And...
That's what I usually...
And then also a letter stating that you've read the statutes and understand them.
Okay.
Within 6 months as well, or...
I think that means in 30 days.
Within 30
days. Yeah, okay. Well, let's get this done. That's fine. I'd rather do it 30 days.
Would you include rules in that as well?
The rules and the statutes.
Okay. Is that what I have here? I just want to make sure I have...
We're just making a motion right now, so we can clarify that, and you'll get offered a document to sign to agree to.
Oh, okay. All right, sounds good.
Mr. Chair, it's my understanding that we changed the requirement to notify the insurance companies because that's an employment issue.
I was thinking about that. Mm-hmm. I couldn't remember for sure. So notify the employer.
A signed statement to the board, letting the board know that she did notify her employer, so that they can take the necessary steps.
Because I've already told them, so they already know.
I would be happy substituting that for the incident.
Okay.
Do you want me to review the terms again, or are we okay to have a second motion?
So it's a motion. Karen, can you repeat it?
Okay, so I have a motion to offer a consent agreement to include 1 year of probation, 6 hours of continuing education within 6 months, and those are in ethics, in addition to the continuing education submitted for renewal at the next cycle. In addition to that, a letter stating that she's read the statutes and rules, and also a letter stating that she has informed her employer that she was practicing without a license for those dates.
Do we have a second to the motion?
I'll second that motion.
You were the one who made the motion?
Correct.
Okay.
And Barbara seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
We'll do a roll call.
Sorry.
Good.
Donald Hosenfeld, aye.
Barbara Paulson, aye.
Motion carries 3-0.
And then also, Dr. Castro, would you included in that motion, I guess, was the inherent motion to open a complaint.
Correct.
So can we just go ahead and do that?
Okay. I'll make a motion to open the complaint for Jacqueline Fox practicing without a license.
Do I have to have a complaint for that? I'll second that.
All in favor? Quinn McAllister, aye. Donald Pilsenfeld, aye.
Barbara Paulson, aye.
Would it be okay if I offer a little bit more explanation of the process?
Please.
So they had to open a complaint because this is a disciplinary action, and it will be attached to your license indefinitely. So a complaint has to be opened in order for that to happen. There will be no more investigation. Now, you will receive the consent agreement. Our attorney will draft one for you. And you have the option of signing it. Once you read it, you can have an attorney read it and provide counsel to you as well. If you do not sign it, then it moves forward into our process.
Okay. And what is your process?
It would be moved to a formal hearing, I believe.
It'll just come back before the board, and they'll just evaluate whether or not to move it to a formal interview or a formal hearing.
So just so you know...
So a year from now, then we meet again?
No.
And then...
That's if you don't sign it. If you don't sign that consent agreement.
Okay.
Then...
And on that agreement or whatever, it states why the complaint... I mean, it's not just that I practiced without license. I didn't know that on there's a whole story on there.
Be reflected in the minutes. If you would like to keep those along with the consent agreement,
I just feel like if you're going to put something like that on paper, that it should be the whole story, not only half of the story. Does that make sense?
The board will only provide a document for
the therapist. Was not aware that she practiced without a license, but indeed she did for 5 months or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Right? So, the discussion here today is being recorded.
That's
okay. And I'll be on the way. So, you've got evidence of that, but we just have to look at the the statutes at the law at your responsibilities and what you didn't do. So,
right. Okay. No, I understand.
Yes, it's not a narrative, it's a legal document.
Yes.
And we have a standard format.
Right. Okay.
That says, you know, this is what the board does. These were the findings of fact, and this is the order. It's that format for everyone, regardless of the circumstances.
Right. Okay. So it's a year, then that is, you said it's a year.
We're proposing a year of probation.
But you can practice when you're on probation.
Okay, and then what happens after a year? Like, does it close automatically? Do I need to come in and see you guys in a year? How does that process work?
Probation expires after that period. So you would be on probation after whatever, a year from whatever date you sign the document.
So when you see the document, you'll see the things that you're responsible to complete.
Right, right.
If you don't need to wait for, you know, the 6 months even to finish whatever it is, you know.
Okay.
It's pretty clearly outlined, I think.
Mm-hmm. And so then I will get... Is it a form that I fill out as far as reading? Because I have 30 days to get that to
it will be specified in the consent agreement exactly what you have to do.
Yeah.
So once you get the consent agreement, you can read it and just follow along with it. And if you have questions, you can take it with Karen White for the executive director.
Okay. So I'll get that in the mail, is that what you're saying?
Karen will reach out to you.
I'll send it by email and regular mail and certified mail.
Oh, which by the way, talking about mail, you guys have my license wrong, the address wrong still. On the e-license?
Okay, can you talk to us after, please?
Oh, okay, because the e-license is still the wrong address. So
okay, you can call me and I'll
fix that. Okay, sounds good.
Any other questions?
I think I got it all. It's all new to me, so I'm learning here.
All right.
All right.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much.
All right. All right, now we're on to item 9, review of consideration of possible action. I'm going to hand it over to Karen for 9A.
Okay, let's see. Item 9A, board member names on license certificates, and I mentioned this earlier in the meeting that Dr. McAllister had a concern about the board member names not being on the licenses once we switched to the board executive director approving. So I added the list of licenses that were approved this past month for the board to ratify, and we can add in the future, not the ones that have already been printed, but in the future we can put the board member names on it, on them.
All right.
Item 9B, executive director's report. Number one, the financial report. I have not received the financial report from November quite yet. But we still are in good standing. And I might look at buying new microphones for this room. Okay, let's see. Statistics. There were 204 licenses issued since the November board meeting. Oh, I skipped number 9B2, review of recent board staff activities. It's been status quo. It's normal busy time. Okay, 9B3-2. There are currently 3,954 active licensees, and they're broken down below that, as you can see in the agenda. We have 95 current inactive licensees. We have 8 active consent agreements and 10 open investigations. So they are still piling on. We're at 27 complaints this year, when our normal is 5 or 6. Okay, administrative project status, which is item 9C. Let's see, we have policies and procedures, which I continue to update. E-licensing, I put on here, identify and implement modifications in 2020. So there are a lot of problems that we've worked around for the last year and a half that need to be fixed. So my goal is to get those fixed in 2020. And we also have some changes to statutes and rules that will affect our e-licensing system. So that will have to be built in by the end of 2020. CE Broker implementation. Working with CE Broker to create an announcement to go with spring renewal reminders. As you are probably aware, every even numbered year, we have a big group of people renewing in February, March, April, May. So I thought, you know, we'll send out a paper reminder to those people to get onto our e-license system and activate their account so they aren't waiting until the last minute and flooding us with phone calls. And along with that, I thought we could create like a little card with instructions on how to use CE Broker. And on the other side, how to use the e-license system. So they can just put it on their keyboard and hopefully everything will work.
Yeah.
Awesome. Administrative process changes to statutes. I have on here working with Senator Brophy McGee's staff. I actually did hear from one of her advisors Wednesday, and she has agreed to sponsor a bill to require fingerprint clearance cards for occupational therapists and occupational therapy assistants. When I met with the Senate Committee of Reference for the athletic training continuance, I mentioned that idea, and Heather Carter, she's Senator Heather Carter now, she is completely on board with all health professions requiring a fingerprint clearance card.
That's great.
That will help us move some of these complaints that are arrest-related through more quickly so we can take action and protect the public in a more timely manner. Then moving on to proposed rule revisions, I don't have an update on that, but I am going to start working on that so that when the bills go through, hopefully, we'll have the rules packages ready to go and we can get everything, you know, 2020 will be a year of renovation for us. And then finally, shredding of expired license files. So I mentioned before that we had the records retention schedule change. We only have to keep expired license files for 5 years after expiration. But we can't just shred those and say bye. We have to document exactly what we're having shredded and go through and make sure that there's no complaint information in there and there's no fingerprint information in there. So that will be a project for both Vicki and Amber from the Athletic Training Board to work on for both agencies. Everyone will be quite busy the next 6 months with that and all of the renewals.
March and April are the big months, right?
March is, but they do it in February, March, April. Mm-hmm. The ones that wait and the ones that are early.
Yeah. So, really it would be nice to send that announcement out at the end of this year. So we get them all signed on. But you know they're going to wait either way.
Yeah. Not like me.
No, they can't all be like you.
Chris, I did my last one on paper, cheese.
Okay, that's all I have.
All right, anything for next month's agenda? Have we ever talked to NBCOT about integrating their... it's like CEU.
Their education system?
Yeah. But it's the, I can't think of what it's called right now.
You know, continuing.
Do you use it?
Mm-hmm. I have all my, I have like.
In that, yeah.
Okay, so I'll put that on the agenda.
Yeah. So we can add in our continuing eds on.
Yeah. NBCOT Navigator, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's part of the Navigator.
I love it. I actually really like that.
Yeah.
That's helpful.
Yeah. All right. Call the public. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Everyone left. All right. If there's nothing else, I'll go ahead and adjourn the meeting at 2:43.